both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
All right, yeah, it's Taz and Andrew Bogish, and we are coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio, who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new home, I should say, your new house, home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. If you want to call the show, very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
855-212-4227. And that's a perfect time to do that because you can give your bench cut start of your top favorite wrestling managers, Paul Heyman, Jim Cornette, Bobby Heenan. 855-212-4227. Maybe you listen to the show on one of the CBS Sports Radio affiliates, so thanks for doing that. Or maybe you're checking out the show on radio.com or cbssports.com or SiriusXM channel 206. Whatever you're doing, we appreciate it. As I said, Andrew Bogish is here with yours truly. Andrew, how's it going? If Bills is joining us, I want to say hello to you.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Taz. So far, so good. It's been a very fun first hour on this final Wednesday. It's a very emotional week, a sad week. But
countdown, Taz leaves.
Yeah.
Four-day countdown. Yeah.
Is it four?
Well, it's like Tuesday was yesterday.
Right.
Today's,
oh, we're counting yesterday.
Today's Wednesday. Yeah, yesterday. Right. Of course we're counting yesterday.
If you want to go home, go home.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's how let's go to California, talk to Austin. Listen to 1140 AM. Austin, you're on with Taz and Andrew. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother, man? Listen, I don't want to be too negative. I'm just going to be real, kind of like you in that last segment.
Yes, sir, I know,
man,
sir.
it sucks, dude. This is how I start my morning, is listening to you, brother. And this isn't going to be fun watching you leave. But, hey, what are you going to do? All I know is you owe me a couple shirts, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Because
right.
I spit my coffee on two of them. One of them happened a few months ago, and one of them just happened today. The first one came from your stupid cat whistle, okay? Can you give me that cat whistle one more time?
Cat whistle?
My God.
Oh, how did I do it? I'm trying to remember. What did I do, Andrew?
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. You don't remember?
La, 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 la. How did I do the cat whistle? I'm trying to remember. Do you remember? I don't remember. What did it sound like? Can you reincarnate it? La, 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 la. One of those? No. Which one was it, Austin?
A cat whistle.
Austin, you basically made no sound at all because we were talking about some funny story about someone trying to call their cat or something like that, and you basically made no sound, and you were just blowing air out your mouth, and it was freaking hilarious because we had this hilarious story going on. I don't know if it was in the news. Usually these things come from Florida.
Of course.
Anyway, second...
That's true. Yeah, that's I got the joke, and you're right.
Yeah. So the second one was I don't believe in facts, so I'm not going to believe in facts anymore.
Don't
because
don't.
Of what you just said today. That was hilarious, brother.
Well, because you know what people do in sports radio, they'll pound you over your head with opinions that they almost become facts, and that's what's annoying. Now, if you go back to the stats, you got to go by stats a little bit, but you know what? You can trust me. You can do sports radio and be opinionated, have passion, come off like a fan, and not beat me over the head with history and facts. It's stagnant, it's stale, and that I'm not going to miss.
I completely agree. And guess what? All to you bachelors out there listening, you are completely right. If you are in a bar and you want to not get a girl to go home with you, beat them in the head with statistics and nerdy opinions and facts.
That's right.
That's exactly. So my wife, she doesn't really care about sports, but she liked a couple of takes of mine when we were in college just random times or whatever. But if I hit her over the head with my facts about the Cowboys, she would have been like, this nerd needs to go home.
Yeah.
She would have gone with the guy to my left.
Of course.
But, one quick one. one quick wrestling question, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure, go for it. Sure. Segment, yeah, bro. Sure.
We got to
7:15 a.m. Eastern. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, I appreciate it. I wasn't sure if we had other callers in line.
I was being sarcastic. We do, actually. But go ahead. What's your question, bro?
All right. So I live here in Folsom, California. My neighbor to my left, his name is Dave the Future Dutra, and he does small circuits in wrestling, and he's trying to make it big. But I feel like, and I've been telling him this for at least a year now, he's too soft, meaning his personality. He doesn't really have a personality. He's kind of the guy that hangs in the background. But, I mean, this guy's a horse. He's an animal. The stuff he does, his athleticism is amazing.
Right.
Can you give me a piece of advice to give him, which I thought was, hey, dude, you got to do some flair. You got to do something absolutely loco. How do you make it from the small...
How long is he in the wrestling business?
About 5 years now. He started taking classes about 7 years ago. He was a wrestler.
What classes? Like getting trained, you're talking about?
Well, yeah, he was taking like theater classes along with wrestling classes. I don't know. There was something in Stockton or Modesto or something. There was some school that he went to basically fall the right way. They taught him how to do backflips.
Right.
So he does backflips off the rope and stuff like that.
That's great.
But he hasn't made it to the next level. He does small.
Independent
every
shows.
Weekend.
Yeah, independent shows.
But,
well, the advice is you got to be patient. And awesome. Appreciate the call. You got to be patient. You got to be patient if you want to make it in the wrestling business. And just doing the backflips you're talking about are moonsaults. But I've heard commentators on Raw actually refer, Jerry Lawler referred a moonsault the other day to a backflip off the ropes. He also referred to the Kabuki Warrior, to Asuka. You know, Pete, Asuka, he called the Kabuki Warrior 1. I couldn't believe it.
It's wild Samoan 3?
Exactly, dude. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Well, you know what, Andrew? Learn about wrestling. You know, you're going to do a show for 4 days. You should have crash-caused. You could have crashed at Pete the Body's house and all weekend, and he would have gave you a whole crash course in wrestling.
Well,
$100 an hour.
Actually, I did that yesterday. My friend Moose connected me with his friend, the guy from Hicksville with the wrestling school. Went out there, a couple of tumbles, a couple of moonsaults, and here we are today.
Here we go. Bench press style. Here we go.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
Alright, so managers. Wrestling managers. Alright, Paul Heyman, Jim Cornette, Bobby Heenan. Okay. You want to call and give yours, 855-212-4227. So who are you gonna bench? Who are you gonna start? Who are you gonna cut? It's a tough one. This is tough. Wrestling fans out there know what I mean. Like these three men, very successful for a long time. I got some people, I guess, can't call in, and they're on social media. So I might read a couple of those on the Twitter. @OfficialTaz with 1Z, my Twitter. Because the other one for the show, that account, that's going away. Actually, Mike, you can delete that anytime you want. So I don't give a delete it right now.
Okay.
It's all about honesty. Why are you so sad looking in the studio? Two men behind the glass look sad.
Because you're making us really face the reality of your departure. And we're trying to ignore it. We're trying to think it's going to change. And you keep
Andrew,
telling us
much,
all the things.
You should be in theater, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And
unfortunately,
scene.
I don't remember the password to log in and delete it.
Dude, you're joking.
I am.
Oh, you got me so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, no.
I'll give the password on the air now.
That'd be something.
Oh, that would be terrible.
The password is Taz.
The capital T.
Five Taz.
But which T is capitalized?
Third one.
All right, I'll read a couple of these in a second. But so bench cut start, right? So this is a tough one. Now, Andrew, I know you're not a long-term wrestling fan at all, but you know enough about wrestling. And Mikey B is still learning. In his mid to late 30s. He looks like he's 60, but God bless him. And Pete the Body is a historian.
Right.
So this segment is basically Taz and Pete the Body.
That's fine.
No.
Live from the Sportatorium.
These guys stuck in this sport forever. They'll never forget that, Pete.
Can he say that every day?
Every day. If he hears wrestling, it's a sportatorium. And wrestling fans are like, why is this guy talking about the sportatorium? It's like from like 25 years ago.
Close to 20 years.
All right, so this bench cut started. All kidding aside, is really hard. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. I'm going to say this. I'm going to bench Heenan. I'm going to cut Jim Cornette. I'm going to start Paul Heyman. And these are my reasons why. But it's tough to say you're going to bench the late, great Bobby Heenan. And he was great. Not good, great. Great as a commentator. Great as a manager. Was just amazing. I mean, some of the great performers, wrestlers that he represented. And many would tell you he's number one in their list of all-time greatest, you know, managers in wrestling of all time. Managing people like the Nature Boy Ric Flair, the late, great Andre the Giant. Bockwinkel, Stevens, I mean, like, greats. I mean, the stables he had, I mean, dude, like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I met Bobby Heenan once as he was older, and he was just a super guy. And funny and witty. Actually, I met him two times when I was in WWE. And he was just an awesome, awesome man. And he would talk to you for a couple minutes and then just rip you. Right to your face, and he would just hold court. Bobby Heenan would sit around. This is a true story. I remember it was, I don't know if it was like the Tough Enough finale. That's the first time I met him. It was in Manhattan here. And he was holding court. All the wrestlers were there on the roster before the show started, the Tough Enough finale. And I'm 99% sure that's what it was. And a lot of us on the roster had to go to the finale. And it was a banquet type Jones. And we're sitting there, and Bobby Heenan's just holding court, dude. And all of us are just sitting around, listening, hanging on every word he's saying. It's kind of like if Mike Francesa was talking to a bunch of radio people around here. They would be hanging on his word. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So anyway, so that's it. So I would bench Heenan. I would cut Jim Cornette. Now, that's no knock on Cornette. This guy, some of the amazing people he's managed. The Midnight Express, a success with that. Vader, Rock and Roll Express, Barry Windham, some great, great, you know, he's one manager of the year. 10 or 11 times, 12 times, some crazy number. Great talker, Tennis Racket Jones. Still, you know, more or less does a successful podcast. Was just a commentator for quite some time for NWA. No knock on Cornette, but I got to stop Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman is still going and still going super strong. And all his success for so many years with the Dangerous Alliance and coming up through the business the way he came up as a young guy. CM Punk, Stone Cold Steve Austin, in the Dangerous Alliance. Van Damme he managed. Me and Sabu he managed. But the Brock Lesnar success for so many years has been amazing. And still going super strong. To me, he's the greatest manager of all time. And that's no knock on anybody else. So I'm long-winded. Got to get to the phones. Do you want to give a bench cut start or not?
I'd love to.
Yeah, go.
And you know me, I can't go in order. I have to start with start. I'm going to start Bobby Heenan because that's my childhood. That's my guy. That's part of the fabric of my wrestling fandom, which means I'm going to bench Paul Heyman because I've heard of him. I'm going to cut Jim Cornette because I know nothing really about him. Back to you, Tess.
Wow. Wow. Deep Pete the analysis. Body. Pete the body.
I'm going to agree with you, Taz.
There's a
now,
shocker.
Now, you can make a case for Heenan and Heyman to flip in the bench and the starting roles.
Right.
But I'm going to go with Heyman just for on this sheer the length of his tenure.
Right.
Heenan managed 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right.
Heyman has managed since the 80s. So 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Late 80s. Heyman managed. He came in late 80s.
Yeah. And just the body of work over those, over changes in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
That gives it to Heyman for me.
Yeah, no doubt. Heyman, I agree with you. Mike, do you want to give one? Or you have?
Well, I agree with Pete.
Okay. Well, let's talk to Brandon listening in Oxnard, California. Brandon, you got a BCS.
Yeah. I was just calling to tell you that I've been following your career for a long time. I mean, I don't
Thank
feel
you.
Like I really don't like the way your career ended, because I feel like when you came into WWE, some kind of way, I felt like Vince dropped the ball when it came to you. I felt like some kind of way you should have held that world title.
Thank you.
Because one of my favorite matches is actually that never gets talked about enough is you against RVD.
Yeah, I love wrestling Rob, and I appreciate that. We've had a lot of good matches. Yeah, Rob, no doubt. Rob still wrestles, and he does. He works for TNA, and he's still excellent.
Because in the ECW, you were like the Stone Cold Steve Austin in ECW, and I don't understand how.
Yeah, I was actually, to be honest, I was doing Stone. I was Stone Cold Steve Austin before Stone Cold Steve Austin
exactly.
was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Exactly.
And I love Steve; he's my man. But yeah, no, I hear you, dude. I appreciate that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you, though.
I want to wish you luck. You know what I mean?
Thank
like
you,
I
buddy.
Said, I love listening to you and Moose early in the morning. And like I said, you just have. I feel pretty much like Andrew Bogus. It's like it's something about you. That when people know that you're leaving, it's a big spirit that's actually walking out the door.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? You uplift everybody. You know what I mean? It's like it's
thank
something
you.
About you that you know what I mean. It's
thank
somebody.
You,
I mean, a lot of people would love to hear you every morning.
Thank you,
and
sir.
I found out more about you. As far as other sport, I didn't until this radio station. I didn't even know that you were a big football fan.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I love to hear your takes on it.
Well, thank you, Brandon. I appreciate that. Very kind words. I appreciate you saying that. Pete, get me that audio, please. Thank you.
Got it.
That's my ringtone. No, I'm joking around. That was very nice of that man to say that about me. And he's right. I pick the spirits up of everyone. I'm positive. That's why, and I motivate everyone here.
I wish I had said that.
Complimentary. That's what America thinks of you, that you understand my positivity.
I do.
Shut up! Let's talk to Joel. I think Joel has a BCS on best wrestling managers. Joel, what do you got, buddy?
Taz, man, I got to agree with you. Paul Heyman was amazing in ECW, the stuff that he did, even the stuff with Stone Cold, CM Punk, again, his longevity. Bobby the Brain, the Andre the Giant thing was amazing, WrestleMania. And then Jim Cornette, he was a loudmouth. I know he did great, but I got to agree with you 110%. Like you said, longevity sometimes, but like the last caller said, you could flip Bobby the Brain and Paul Heyman. They both did their own thing in the wrestling industry, different times, different eras. They're all great guys, man. This is one of the tougher ones you've done. I just want to give you that. Thanks, Taz.
All right, thanks, Joel. Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, that caller was Pete the Body, but he meant...
First time, long time.
Yeah, he does. First
time. I'll hang up and listen.
Let me hit you with a couple of people on the Twitter at my Twitter account that have some bench cut starts on this manager debate. This is the three only Bubba. This guy says, in my most humble opinion, start Heenan, bench Cornette, call Paul Heyman. Cut Paul Heyman, I should say. Definitely a good debate. I don't know about cut Paul Heyman. That one's a tough one. Then we have at Trevor's. Trevor is a king. He says, I can't call right now, but cut Cornette, bench Heenan, start with that good old, he says the B word. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
I can't say it.
Yeah, Paul Heyman. So he said he wants to cut Cornette. He wants to bench Heenan. He wants to start Paul Heyman. I think that's a good call right there. Let's talk to Joe down in Florida. Joe, you got a BCS.
I do. I'm going Bobby Heenan. I'm definitely starting. That guy was the man. There's nobody better, in my opinion.
Okay.
Close Paul Heyman. But Paul Heyman, I'm going to put on the bench. We were talking, you know, Deep South and all that, you know, back in the day. I'd probably put Cornette in there. But I'd have to cut Cornette. I hope he doesn't find out who I am, because he will come and kill me.
With that tennis racket.
Yeah, that tennis racket will definitely be loaded.
he's... dude, as a wrestling fan, right or wrong, this is tough, right? These three guys are great.
Tough.
Dude, and we left off several other greats, to be honest. Guys like the Grand Wizard, the great Freddie Blassie. I mean...
Yeah.
Lou Albano.
Oh, my God. Lou Albano. I mean...
And she didn't do much, but we can't forget Miss Elizabeth,
Oh, yeah, wow, that was a pretty good Randy Savage you just did right there, my friend. I give you credit, Joe, appreciate the call, dude. Miss Elizabeth, she did a great job. Mr. Fuji was hysterical, you know, managing Demolition and Yokozuna, and the stuff he done with Don Morocco, one of my favorites of all time, was amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. Who else? Sherry Martel was a great manager. The late, great Sherry Martel with Harlem Heat and Shawn Michaels and Savage, Jake Roberts, Ted DiBiase. Please, come on.
Who was the first?
Who? Did you say Jimmy Hart? Jimmy the Mouth of the South Harlem. Wow. Who was the first?
Yeah. Is there a historical manager figure that was like the first person to play this role?
Man, I mean, how do you even ask that question? That's like saying, who was the first running back ever in professional football? You probably know the answer. You look through your notebook. You'll have it.
I don't. I had some a different notebook.
Where's Big Mouth when we need him? Anyway.
Did I stump you and Pete?
Skolin?
Wasn't the first.
Yeah?
No, dude. There's guys before Skolin. Mike, you might want to Google it. I mean, you Google everything else. If the guy who co-hosts with me has a question on sports, you're Googling. Your fingers are bleeding.
Listen, Mike's out.
Yeah.
Your last day's Friday. Mike's was three Fridays ago.
Yeah.
What am I Googling?
Exactly.
Well said, Andrew. On that note, we're going to break. We'll take more of your BCS calls on the other side. We'll get the food update. Uber Eats, this is going to be a good segment. Mike will be locked into that one. Mike, we're trying to find out who the first manager of all time was.
Is it Billy Sandow?
You just came up with that name on your own?
No.
The way you said it was like, it sounded like, wait, how did Mike know that? I don't know.
Frank Smith?
I don't know. I don't know these names. I'm going to be
honest.
Never
heard of these guys.
He was born in 1884.
I would say he's the first.
I'll try to get him on the show for fun. Oh, no, he's dead.
Well, he was born in 1804, bro. I mean,
1884. You never. No, 1972. He passed.
Billy Sandow.
Wait, he was 98 when he died?
He managed Ed Strangler Lewis.
The Strangler, who did actually strangle people, Ed,
he wouldn't be allowed now.
He was a great... Strangler Lewis was a great wrestler. But yeah, that's a funny name. You guys are funny because you don't know what you're talking about.
That's true, but you asked me to look it up.
I know. Listen, Mike, please. I got a couple days left. Don't get an attitude. Don't get an attitude. Please, I like you. I know I'm going to work for you. I know that. I'm going to work for your production company. Oh, look, we got to go to break, Andrew. We're late to break.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Yeah. So if you want to give you BCS of wrestling managers, 855-212-4227. We'll take those calls. Also, we're going to your food, your favorite, your three best Uber Eats go-to. All you people out there listening love food. So call the show and tell us your top three Uber Eats ghosts. All right, Taz with Andrew. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler, RVD. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
No, you listen to Taz and Andrew Bogus, Mr. Monday Night, Mr. Whole You Know What Show, Mr. Rob Van Dam. CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Let me try it again. 15% or more on car insurance. Only done this about 6,000 times. But that just goes to show you, Brad Heller, who's here for his update, that even the best make mistakes.
Very rarely, though, that the best make mistakes.
That's right.
What's even more rare is that the best admit they've made a mistake.
That's true.
Oftentimes, I didn't make a mistake. The copy was wrong. Mike gave me the wrong piece. There's a typo here. But no, you made a mistake, and you owned it.
Yeah.
So you're extra great.
Well, because, and thank you for bringing it up, Andrew.
You're welcome.
I'm a positive guy, and at times I will make an error. Like a lot of...
This is Taz.
All right. So, a lot of people make errors. But you have to be able to admit it.
Right. Yeah.
That's the key.
Exactly. Exactly.
But when it's not your fault, you make sure you let everyone know who made the mistake. If it wasn't you.
Yeah, I will point the finger and hoppy.
Absolutely.
This is the Moose.
And I am Taz. Do the Raptors pull it off or do the Anyway, so.
My favorite is one where do you call yourself Moose in one? No. There's one like, this is again. Like, this is the Moose. Let's do this again.
Because what happens is...
Hold on, Pete's going through
for the past 2 years. Let me explain before you... Mr. Pull Back the Curtain Jones. I know that's what you have to do. Mr. Andrew Bogus, I pull the curtain back, so I'm transparent, so Twitter loves me. All the marks on Twitter love me. I'm Andrew Bogus. When am I going to be on a fan again?
Come on.
I know. 2020.
Well, hello, this is Moose.
Well, let me try it again.
That's the one. Thank you, Pete.
That's all Mikey B's fault because we basically would get a script for those freaking reads, and that he's just doing his job. And you know, I'm not a script guy, so I got tricked once, and that's why I said the wrong name. Well, hello, this is Moose. Well, let me try that again. So that's what happens sometimes. You know what I mean? All right. Anyway, hello. How's it going, guy?
All right.
So in this one here, you're gonna have a.
Correct.
A wrestling state. I have no idea what it is. I'm excited to hear what it is.
This is the Moose.
And I am Taz. We look up. What's that?
Is there a game involved? Like, am I supposed to guess which one is the wrestling news? No.
I think it's going to be fairly obvious.
Okay.
And people call them with your BCS, with your top wrestling match. We'll get to you in a second if you could hang on. If you want to call with your BCS, the options, again, if you just joined the show, were Paul Heyman, Jim Cornette, or Bobby Heenan. Bench, cut, start. You know, who you like the best, that means you start. Who you bench, that means you kind of like. And who you think out of the three you don't like, you cut. Just for those that are new to the show here. 855-212-4227. It's called being a pro. Just like you, Heller, you get that. You're a pro, too. Please, sir.
All right. Taz will start in the NBA. The Lakers' 14-game road winning streak is over.
Dwight's got it. Three-pointer for the Lakers can tie the game. Rondo into the front court. 5 seconds left. Rondo to Dwight. Back to Rondo. 35-footer. No good. It's in and out, and the Lakers lose. Oh, Rondo almost made it. It rimmed in and out.
John Ireland had the call on Lakers radio. Final score, Pacers 105, Lakers 102 in Indy. Anthony Davis did not play because of a sprained ankle. The Lakers are 24-4, tied again with the Bucks for the best record. Those two are going to meet in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Meanwhile, DeAndre Ayton returned from his 25-game drug suspension, but the Suns were still no match for the Clippers.
Under three to go, first half. Oubre's pass is intercepted. Here comes George uncontested to the rim. Oh, Paul George drops the hammer. The swipe and score from PG-13, and Monty Williams will call a timeout.
Noah Eagle on Clippers radio. Paul George scored 24. The Clippers shut down the Suns, 120-99. Ayton did have a double-double in his return. The Nets handed the Pelicans their 13th straight loss, extending the franchise record. The final in New Orleans, 108-101 in overtime. Spencer Dinwiddie scored 31. Trae Young, 42 for the Hawks, but it came in another loss, 143-120 to the Knicks, who have won 3 out of 4 since their 10-game losing streak. R.J. Barrett, a season-high 27. Former Commissioner David Stern remains in serious condition at a New York City hospital after emergency brain surgery last week. The NBA saying in a statement that the 77-year-old is surrounded by loved ones and is receiving great care. College basketball, Ohio State bounced back from its first loss, crushing Southeast Missouri State.
Stand by. We got an injury.
Are you okay?
Did you see that, Mike?
Oh,
please speak.
I missed it.
What's happening?
Bah. Oh, damn. Bah.
What just happened?
Oh, my glasses came off, and the handle of this thing went right in my eyeball.
Bah.
I'm deep Jones into the eye, right in the retina.
Like, that was terrifying sound.
Oh, my God.
Can I get you a something?
And I look across, and Pete's just laughing at me as it happens.
As like you might have.
Because he didn't really see it.
Now I'm like the one-eyed band. I'm going to be like a pirate over here. No disrespect to pirates. I'm trying to be PC.
Yeah.
I don't want pirates to get upset now to have an organization come after me.
Now, I didn't predict that you were going to call out sick on Friday.
I don't need the pirate organization. You know what I mean, Edge? Yeah. Oh, my God. What did he say? All right. What did he say about us?
What would be the PC pirate
term? CBS Sports Radio went to come. What is this man saying? I don't know how pirates talk.
Not like that.
Not like that. Blackbeard Jones.
Anyway, are you okay?
Are you dumb, Brad?
I'm okay now. See what happens. I get injured.
You got to sell it.
I'm like a lizard. Like, once you chop its tail off, it hurts for a second. And then 2 seconds later, he's got a new tail and he walks away fine. That's me.
Is it 2 seconds later?
Yeah.
Probably 10 seconds. I'm not really a lizard, but I'm just saying I'm like a reptile, like a big reptile. So I get injured, and I just I can't be stopped. I'm a machine.
Your eye grew back.
It still hurts a little as I'm looking at your face right now. I see three of you, Brad, but otherwise we're good. Dude, that went deep in, dude. Like, I'm talking about deep in, you know, like bad. Like, really. You didn't see it?
I think I saw it.
Nah,
I saw the reaction. I heard it. I knew what you kind of did.
I mean, like, if it was my finger going in my eye,
right?
Like, it'd be like almost knuckle deep, like that. That's how deep this was with this arm of these eyeglasses.
I feel like he should be more injured if that's the truth. The depth at which that thing went into your
skull. Go back to the lizard conversation.
Right.
I'm just, you know, I'm not your average man. You're not sitting next to JJ after dark, okay? You know, you're not sitting next to BT. Even Tiki.
Oh, BT would have broken the glasses. Come on now.
Even Tiki.
It's
great
Brendan
running back.
Tierney I mean, with the lead.
Even Tiki, with his beautiful face and his beautiful clothing, would be injured right now.
He is a fumbler,
hey, you
too.
You know Taz, by the way?
I'm sure he would love to hear that. You just called him that. I'm sure he would throw many punches at you and you would lose the fight.
Tiki actually likes me.
After the fumble comment, maybe not so much. But anyway, yeah. So I'm not like these other people who work here. Okay. Even the giant boomer that everyone loves. Giant baby boomer. Even him.
He can be hurt.
As he stands 25 feet tall on his wallet.
You know what, Mike? Walk in there, because you're allowed to. Stab Boomer in the eye with Taz's glasses, and let's see how Boomer reacts.
That's a good 1v1. Rub it up against Boomer. You know what? Andrew, you should do, because you're like part of the team anyway. Whenever Recco's out and the three other guys are out,
I'm
then you go
I'm not allowed in there anymore. I've been banned.
Right? Is he like fourth on the depth chart?
Well, based on that, he's seventh on the depth chart.
I'm off the list.
Look, they're talking about me. Oh, my God. Boomer.
For that one glorious two-week window, I was like number 2.5.
Yeah. You had a run.
I did. It was great.
It was glorious.
I still don't know what happened.
Glorious.
Went away as fast as it came.
Well, it sounds like you got ripped on this show, and next thing you know, they pulled the plug.
That's how I remember it, yeah.
Sorry about that. Brad, how are we looking?
All right, we're getting close to the big wrestling.
Because I got people calling.
I know.
Got people calling the show. Let's
I know.
Go.
Ohio State beat Southeast Missouri State 80-48. The Buckeyes rank fifth. They'll face number 6 Kentucky on Saturday. North Carolina freshman Cole Anthony's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks after arthroscopic knee surgery. From college football, LSU's Ed Orgeron's the AP Coach of the Year. Georgia offensive lineman Andrew Thomas is leaving early for the draft. He's also going to skip the Sugar Bowl. The NFL, the Ravens lead the way, 12 players making the Pro Bowl, led by Lamar Jackson. The Saints leading the NFC with 7 selections. No Tom Brady for the first time since 2008. And as promised, your wrestling news.
What?
Ready for
I'm
this?
I'm ready.
All right, the WWE has re-signed Young Stallions, The New Day, and the Street Profits to multi-year extensions.
Wow. Okay.
Tobias Heller.
Congrats.
Travis Heller.
To them.
Rob Feller. Say that you went fast. I heard the New Day. Who else was in there?
Young Stallions and the Street Profits.
Wow. Three hot teams, man. That's awesome.
That's huge. That's
that is
big.
Huge. Good stuff, Heller. There you go, buddy. All right. Talk to you soon. Did you feel uncomfortable doing the wrestling news?
Not at all.
I know you're not a wrestling
Seamless
fan.
Seamless transition.
But, you know, at least you're learning now about these teams. Look into them more. You know, you're learning about the New Day. They're great, great, great.
Great guys. Great, good family.
Very funny guys. They throw the pancakes around. Oh, they do. Kofi Kingston, former
world
champion.
Did you say great family?
These guys are. Andrew, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Not even a little bit. Did they train in the sportatorium?
No.
The dungeon?
These guys are young guys. The Street
Profits. The annex.
Well, the Young Stallions might have. Pete's dying over there. Pete, hello. Chime in, sir. Pete, turn your mic on. So, the Young Stallions.
The pain complex,
they might have
no?
been. They might have wrestled in the sportatorium. But otherwise, that's great to hear that the Young Stallions re-signed with WWE. Awesome.
Big news. Multi-year extensions for all three.
All right, buddy. Great job.
All right.
This wrestling content you're giving is really going to help your credibility, Heller. Because you nailed it.
I need it.
You got it.
I need it.
Surprise is not on my Twitter feed right now. I got to follow better people for my wrestling.
Well, we got people. Heller, great job.
Stay tuned for more wrestling news the rest of the week.
Man, if this gets as good as hearing that the Street Profits, the Young Stallions, and the New Day re-upped with WWE, that's huge news. You know who the Young Stallions are, like what their names, individuals? Not because they're new.
Off the top of my head, I don't recall.
Okay. Pete, do you know their names, the new Young Stallions?
I believe Paul Roma and Jim.
Jim Powers, right? Powers, yeah, I think it is. Okay, yeah, that's it, Jim Powers. Okay. Powers,
all set up for big 2020s.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
All right, well, yeah, we'll get to your calls here on the other side of the, I'm not going to say it, after the break, after the commercial break, we're going to get to you guys. Joe's got an idea for Andrew Bogus, a gift idea.
Oh, great.
Wow,
thank you.
Andrew Bogus is getting acknowledged on the show. He loves it. Edwin, we'll get to you too. 855-212-4227. Right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Unfreaking believable. Do you believe that? Don't even... Andrew, please.
All I'm saying is that he's supposed to be your boy.
Anyway, so in a little while here, well, we're going to do the Uber Eats segment. We're going to talk about top three Uber Eats spots that we like here on the show. And if you people want to call, you can give yours. 855-212-4227. Get to the phone calls in a second. People are still giving their BCSs. People are giving Andrew Bogus ideas on a Christmas gift for his wife. That'll be a running theme throughout the week. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs. With many of you seeing clash in Cleveland with the Ravens and the Browns or the Steelers versus the Jets, it all starts with the NFL Today at noon Eastern, that is, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, on CBS. So, see, I don't do the, you know how some guys do the, on CBS. I don't do that. I just go on CBS. There's no reason to drag out letters. If you're creative and you can speak, you don't have to do that. BCS, top managers, we have the Jim Cornette, if, who you're benching, who you're starting, who you're cutting. Cornette, Heyman, or the late, great Bobby Heenan. Let's talk to Edwin, listening in Orlando, Florida. Edwin, you're on with Taz and Andrew Bogus. What's going on?
Hey, not a whole lot, man. Just on the BCS real quick, and then I got a trivia question for both Taz and Pete. All right.
Smart.
So the BCS...
Keep me out of it.
Yeah, no, it's just Edwin. Andrew gets upset because he's outed. Because he doesn't, you know, he's an honest guy. He's not a huge wrestling fan, but he's not a historian like Pete the Body. So that's why. But that's why he just said, "Hello, I'm here." Like something silly.
Don't forget
like
about
that.
Me.
Yeah,
Andrew, I got nothing but love for you, man. But
thank you, Edwin.
See,
you
know, there you go.
Know your role, and shut the mouth.
There you go. Well said. Go ahead, hey, bro. What's up?
Real quick on the BCS. Got to go with Start Heyman. The longevity, the range of guys from. The Dangerous Alliance, all right. The way to Brock. I mean, without Heyman, Brock, you know, has no mouthpiece. The
yep.
guy's just, you know.
There's no doubt.
But,
and by the way, do you know how Heyman and Brock got together?
How's that?
Do you know Pete the Body?
I believe OVW.
Do you know how?
No.
Oh, you're going to ask a trivia question, Edwin. You don't know. Well, somebody went to Paul Heyman and said, hey, listen, there's this young guy named Brock Lesnar, and he's getting some bad advice from some veterans and some of the guys behind the scenes at OVW, some of the bosses. At that time, as most know, OVW was a farm system for the WWE. And I was the guy who went to Paul Heyman and said, hey, Paul, you might want to get together with this guy. I think you and him could have some kind of a chemistry. And so, yeah, that was yours truly. I toot my own horn on that one, toot, toot. So, yeah, and if you go watch Edwin, which I highly suggest was really good, the Paul Heyman, I think it was the thing that in 2014 WWE did a DVD on him, and it's on the WWE Network now. It's really, really good. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. It's like a whole documentary on Paul's career, on his whole life. He actually talks about that in it, which was nice of Paul to admit that about myself and him and Brock. Because Brock and I were good friends. Years ago, Brock, when he first came into the company, would drive in a car with me and Kurt Angle and Randy Orton. So me and Kurt, we're up front. Those two young guys were in the back, you know, in the backseat of the car. We travel over the country together. A lot of people don't know that.
It worked a lot better than you and Bill Alfonso. I'll give him that. So
that's funny.
So I guess it's somewhat of a trivia question, but it's from my own personal memory bank, and I don't know why this has always stood out to me, but I thought it was one of the greatest lines ever dropped in wrestling history. Do you remember what you said to Jim Ross, and this may not be PC,
oof,
but regarding yeah. Jim Ross's Bell Palsy?
I do remember.
One of the greatest lines.
I know. I know, too.
Can you share with Andrew?
I guess I could say, Pete, you remember the line? Because I remember the line.
I remember the line.
Yeah, I actually, to be honest with you, Edwin, that line, I will not tell you who gave me the line. It was someone who wasn't working for WWE at that time.
Who, and I'm a God-fearing man, but I appreciate this line.
I felt horrible. So, Andrew, so Jim Ross, good old JR.
Yes.
He has Bell's palsy. And you know, on the side of his face. It's very horrible, and he's battled through it, and he's a trooper, and he's been so successful even through all this. And he's a good friend of mine, Jerry. He's been on the show here, as many know. He's a big
yes.
Oklahoma supporter. And I was a heel, Bad Guy Jones. And we're at Madison Square Garden, so they wanted me to really get heel heat. Like, to be, it's tough sometimes to be hated in your hometown. And people in the garden always loved me, so I had to be a real, you know, douche. and he was doing play-by-play, and I was on a microphone, meaning he being JR. And I was, they wanted me to just get on him. So the line was, Edwin, I'm going to give you the platform to say the line. Don't mess it up. Go for it.
I'd smack you in the face, but it looked like God already did.
Right, you're close. I said, I'd love to smack you in the face, but it looks like God already beat me to it. Edwin, thank you for the call. That was the line. I felt, how bad is that, dude?
Yeah. Like,
I felt horrible doing it. And that's sometimes in character, you have to do these things.
Right.
Now, to be honest, I cleared the line with JR beforehand. And
okay.
He was a gentleman. I said, JR, listen, and he laughed, and you know, and he was not mad at me, and we remained good friends after that. But, because he's a pro. But, like, I'm just letting you know, like, that's a pretty stiff line.
Yes. But it's you cleared nasty. It with him.
I did.
And it's not unfunny since he's on board.
People hated me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever said no to a suggestion like that?
Yeah. A lot of times. Yeah. Yeah.
As when? Like, you, do you have to build up that ability to say
yeah,
no?
Yeah, you can't. When you're young, you don't. You just.
You gotta do whatever they say?
What do you say when you're young, if you don't like it, you just say, well, you know, I don't know if. This is how you talk about yourself in third person. The gimmick is you say, I don't know if my character would do that.
Okay.
That's usually the PC way.
It's a very actor
comment. Not getting in trouble. You know, and that's how, where when you get old, you're like, listen, I'm not doing that. That line sucks. Sorry. That's how it usually is. What are you going to say, Pete?
And keep in mind, you had debuted with the company about 6 months before in the Garden.
Yeah.
So it was, you had to try to make that role reversal too, which was
tough. What if we should play that pop on the air? That might be nice. Wow, very self-serving.
So much about you.
Well, I'm doing it for Andrew and for Mike. Mike, you ever
very educational.
You ever see your boys debut at the Garden?
I have, yes.
All right, Andrew, not you.
I think I have. I think I've passed Pete watching it for fun on a random day at his desk.
To be honest, I got a tip by somebody. You have to watch this. It was remarkable. So I
know
it.
Who told you that.
You're right. It is him.
Evan Roberts.
You got it.
Evan Roberts still talks about
yep.
that.
It was Evan.
Yeah, he must have been at the Garden, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he said it was one of the greats.
I was there.
The building shook.
Yeah, it was loud.
It hasn't for the Knicks in 20 years.
It was loud.
Hey, I actually have heard Evan say that.
The Knicks won yesterday.
Yeah, they've been playing better.
Knicks won yesterday. What's that, dude?
I've heard Evan say that. That's the loudest he's heard the Garden in like the last two decades.
He said that on FAN?
No, the newsroom.
FAN newsroom.
They're talking about me on the fan?
Yeah.
He's in the newsroom. Or it was the CBS Sports Network newsroom. They blend together.
Let's go to Houston, Texas. Talk to Joseph. Listen on SiriusXM 206. Joe, what's up? You're on with Taz and Andrew Bogish.
What's up, guys? Again, I'm double dipping. All right, so Bogish.
You got hung up on earlier, right? You're the guy that thinks everybody remembers you, who you follow or don't follow, and if you even have a Twitter.
we all remembered. Taz didn't.
I'm humble. Man.
I know. I'm teasing you. I'm joking.
It's okay, brother.
Go for it.
So look, go on Facebook. My rocket. I call my wife my rocket because she projects me into outer space. So my rocket. And her girlfriends are all into these crystal gemstones right now.
Okay.
That are like self-healing. It's a sentimental gift.
Really? Whoa, wait. But this is something my wife might be into that. I didn't know about this.
Hey, I'm trying to help all my brothers out, okay? This got me a lot of leverage during the birthday, all right? So it's called Crystal Gemstones. They have limited products because they're natural stones and stuff for health, wellness. All kinds of stuff, man.
Wait, Joe, say their name again. What's Crystal what?
Crystal Gemstones is the page on Facebook.
They have a website, dude, or no?
They have a website, but I can't find it. I'm working right now, so I'm trying to do what I can to help you out. But
I found
on Facebook,
it. I found it.
They got Odessen grounding stones. They got all kinds of stuff that, you know, my rocket's into, like, you know, the yoga and the self-care and wellness.
It's a big thing.
Her and all the girls are all into these stones
right
now.
They love this stuff for sure. Joe, we appreciate the call and the tip on Crystal Jones Gemstones. Mike, that'd be something new we could do. Me and you. What do you think?
Exchange gemstones?
No, just
we do that already.
Actually, I see one of these things. All right, we're back.